Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Levi. Today again, I will be sharing on Matthew 6, on the Lord's Prayer. Yesterday we spoke about give us this day our daily bread in Matthew 6:11, and today we're ready for verse 12 where it says, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. If you notice, right after the Lord's Prayer, right after Jesus said amen, verse 14 goes into, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I just find it interesting that right after the Lord's Prayer, he goes into forgiveness. On one account that we can read about forgiveness is in Matthew 18. Now, starting at verse 23, where it's Jesus spoke the parable of the king that called one of his servants, and the servant owed him 10,000 talents. Now, that 10,000 talents, if you do a little bit of research, in today's money, a talent is about $660,000. So if you take that times 10,000, you get about $6 billion. So this man owed the king a significant amount, a amount that was, there was no way he could pay it off. And I think it's if we look at Christ, at forgiving our sins, there is no way that we can do enough good that he can, that he owes us to forgive us our sins. We cannot do enough of good works. We cannot pay enough of money. We cannot dress a certain way. We just can't do enough to be forgiven of the sin that we had. And in that parable, it reads then where the king was going to sell the servant's wife and his children and all that he had for the payment. But verse 26, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosened him and forgave his debt. Now this man was forgiven a tremendous amount. But then we read soon after that, the servant goes out and he meets someone that owed him a lot less money. And he did not forgive the man and did not have patience with him. And that's, we need to be very careful. We are not that kind of servant. It says, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Brothers and sisters, let's be very careful that we recognize that the Lord Jesus forgave our debt. Our sins were millions and billions of dollars. And there was no way we could pay it off. But we begged him to have mercy on us, that his blood would cover our sins. It cost him his life. It cost him everything. So may we just, as we go throughout this day, may we recognize that we have been forgiven much. And if there's someone in your life that you're holding a grudge towards, I just beg you that you would forgive them, because verse 15 of Matthew 6, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Lord, bless your day.